change. In your office, Pastor, pray that God will minister to us.
Kini wa yo, kira po kini. Pirapo,
Kini Wayo Pirapo, Goya Loni, Alalune Pea, Kini Wayo Pirapo, Emile. Alupea, Sewa Koni.
Ni ojo ti Olorun ba so wi pe
God says
o n fe gba emi eniyan,
he wants to collect the spirit of man.
Ba ni mu emi ti mo fun o,
give me the spirit I gave unto you.
Owo wa o le da duro,
your money can't stop it.
Ile ti a ko ko le da duro,
the house you have built can't stop it.
Aya ti a ni bo yo pada bo du ko le da duro.
That wife that you had, either black or white, can't stop it. Your child can't stop it. Your husband can't stop it. What will you give in exchange of your life? The only thing you can do to your life is that the redemption of your soul. That's what is the most important. The redemption of your soul is the most important. Let your soul be redeemed. And your soul will be moved from dead to God. And your soul should be alive with God. That's when your soul will go to your Creator. So you can come to the Redeemer. The Redeemer of the soul is only one.
And
it's called Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ. What will you give in exchange of your soul? What will you give in exchange of your soul? When God calls you, that should call. What will you give in exchange? Don't let me deceive you. Everything you have in this world, you shall leave them. That person you are staring at, that not let you believe that what this person will say. The person will not be able to save you that day. What will you give in exchange of your soul? Let's pray. In Jesus' name. Our Father that loves us, the merciful God, thank you and receive our praise. Everlasting God, loving God, receive our praise.
Because you love us and receive our praise.
God of our praise. For your mercy all over this environment, receive our praise. For your mercy over the inhabitant of this environment, receive our praise. For your protection in all this environment, receive our praise. For your great love and use to protect us in this environment, receive our praise. For your word that you bring us to listen to in this environment, receive our praise. For the excellent prayer that make us to pray, receive our praise. The Lord that will not make us cry for help. God that will not make us cry. Father, receive our praise. Glory be to your holy name. We are here today in this revival. God of perfection. Today in this day. Lord, perfect all works. Perfect all works in every life. Because you are the God of perfection. You don't do anything and leave it like that. Lord, God of perfection, be your perfection. We shall praise you. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Today, as the revival of God of perfection is becoming the sixth day today, the topic of what I shall be talking to you this night is the importance of the fourth day walk in the life of a believer. The importance of the fourth day walk in the life of a believer. The book of Genesis chapter 1. Verse 14.
Verse
19, that's what I'll be reading to you. Three doors. And God said, let there be light in the firmament of the heaven to separate the day from the night. And let them be for signs, and for seasons, and for days, and years. And let them be light in the firmament of the heavens, to give light upon the heart, and it was so. Say it was so, it was so in Jesus' name. And God made two great lights, the greater light to rule the day, and the lesser light to rule the night. He made the stars also. And God set them in the firmament of the heavens to give light upon the heart and to rule over the day and over the night, and to separate the light from the darkness. God saw that it was good. Everything that is yours, God is going to make it good. That's part of the gift of God. He always do all what he does very good. Hallelujah.
Amen.
But part of those things that the person I want to receive God's work in a perfection, perfected way, what is going to cost you is that you should move closer to him and I should be very careful. Sometimes the doctor do want to perfect his work also, but if you are not very careful, and if you don't render yourself, to make the doctor do it undone. For today, this evening, God will perfect your work. Be patient for God. Anywhere you are, as I will be telling you, once again, the importance of the 40-day work in the life of a believer. You have seen the first day as the Lord created the light that stands for gospel in the life of a man. God's full of salvation in the mind of the heart of a man. We saw how God created the firmament, which stands for the inspiration of God in the life of a man. And we saw how the water came together and it became sea, and how the land came forth. This is how God commands through his works to make the problem that covers one's life to go away, that will make one's life comfort, to make goodness come forth for someone's life. But this junction, it is very important. The 40-day war. We can see that this 40-day, God created the sun, the stars, and the moon. And he created them with importance, with reasons. He asked works that God wants them to do. He created sun, moon, and the stars. What did this stand for in our life? What did this stand for in the life of you that are listening to me? Have you made God do these works in your life? As I'm taking it from the first day, second day, third day, and fourth day, which of these works has God perfected in your life? If he has not done this, this revival is a very important case for you to receive this work. That God do this perfect, great perfection work in your life. Out of this perfection work, that's where you will be a man. This works of perfection, that's where you will be in peace, both in earth and in heaven.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. When God do the 6-day work in your life, that's when you be a man. If you are rich, that doesn't mean you're a man. You will become a living soul in the presence of the Lord and in the presence of his person. Both in heaven and earth, you will be represented as a person.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Therefore, the 4th day work. What did I say God did in the 4th day? He created sun, moon, and the stars.
Amen.
And God set them at the firmament. He set them at the firmament. Technologies made us to know. How the world is very large. If we multiply them times thousands times, the largeness of sun is bigger than earth times 1,000. That's also how moon is greater than the heart. And God set them at the firmament of the heavens and did not fall down. Let's laugh for Jesus. Let's laugh for God. You can't work our such a God. What is this representing for all?
That's
very well. Both young and old, male and female. I want to explain this thing that will make you know what God wants us to do. That will make us do what God wants us to do. And we pray the prayer that God wants us to pray. That this 40-day work will be perfected in our lives. I will teach you in three subtopics. The first
subtopics
are the categories of teachings that we ought to learn in these stars that God created.
Categories of teachings
we ought to learn
in
sun, moon, and stars that God created. The second subtopic, spiritual meaning for sun, moon, and stars. Spiritual meaning for sun, moon, and stars. The life of a believer. The third subtopic is the importance and benefits of this in the life of the believer. This world with today, God is going to do the 40-day work in your life. The first of topic. These are the categories of teachings. What are those teachings God wants us to learn? Is how God beautified the firmament. How God beautified the firmament. Because we were told that God set moon, stars, and sun at the firmament. It's also teaching us that God is the God of light. God does not manifest as the darkness. He's the God and Father of light. And
he's
also the foundation of light.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. That God loves light. And he also manifests as light. In the first day work, he said, let there be light. But that light does not please God. He wants it to be more greater than that. That's why he created sun, moon, and stars. Hallelujah. He created the stars. That first light, that dawn light, that is not so good. Let's see how the day is. If from today morning it was like this, and your money is just like this, it is now. You will not be very... You will say that the day somehow. But when the day is very cool in the morning, by 11, that the sun is setting, Your body will be big feet. Your body will be big feet. You say that it's already afternoon. That this is the mid afternoon.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
It's made us to know that God is the God of life. The God of life. And he loves life. We are talking about darkness. The darkness stands for devil and the works of darkness. The works and the people of darkness.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Why God created, what we can still learn in this place is that God created it. He created sun, moon, and stars.
to
make us to know time, season and weather.
Whether
the sun, moon, stars are the one that teaches us how to number days.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
It's
out of them that will number days. Number power to number seasons to make us know the weather. Hallelujah. Do you know that
it's
God's
will?
God did it intentionally to make us know what to do
and the
seasons to do them.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Gbogbo
wa la me wo shaban ye wo ni ati aro titi di ale.
From morning to night, what are we using them for? So he said he knows that there should be full light in the day, and he made midnight for rest. And he put a dawn light there. You can know that if the moon, uses all its power, that is always done. God made night for rest.
Hallelujah.
And God created sun, moon, and stars. Sun for the day. Moon and stars for the night. He created them for works. And they are doing this works without. They are doing this faithfully.
At the time
that sun supposed to set is going to set. Time for moon is going to set. Stars for the stars to come out is going to come forth. Hallelujah. They are giving us light.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. They are light for us to walk, for us to rest. These are teachings we ought to know as a believer, as a child of God, so as we also to be a light for the light. Sun, moon and stars are light for us to walk. So also we also must be a light to serve God. Other things we see here.
The
greatness of God with how he beautified them, how he set them at the firmament. Govern, rule over the day, to rule over the day. How did the sun rule over the day and moon rule over the darkness? By giving light. When it gives light, it's going to give light to us. That's how it rule over. How it rule.
Amen.
It's not by forces of power that we are using to rule. Sun is ruling over the day by giving light. Hallelujah. Amen. Look at me here. I'm talking to you. It's not by force or power that sun rule over the day and moon and stars are ruling over the night, but by duty. They are showing us what they are.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. The sun has gone. And we are seeing that it's already evening time and the night is coming and the moon is going to set forth. That's how the moon govern. What? Maybe you are the brother and you are about to call younger brothers. It's not by beating them that you are calling ruling. You are put in the house. And your mother and your father is out. You are just knocking them. The food that was at home, you ate all of everything, and you are maltreating them. You are already the younger one. The meaning of rule.
Hallelujah.
Is by sun governing the day by giving life. The way that is very good to rule is that you should show forth the light of godliness. It's in that godliness that they will know that you are an elder brother. Hallelujah. If you are just saying it by mouth, I'm older than you, I'm older than you. I'm not your mate. That's just noise. But what will make it manifest that you are older than him, truly, is your duty. That's what the younger one will know, that this person is my father, is my boss,
hallelujah,
my elder one, and by him, by showing what life and by helping, that's the real governance. It's not by maltreating or using forces of power. Are you still here? Ask the person beside you.
Anytime you can teach, you can preach, and also
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
When we are preaching
here,
we will teach and we will pray.
Abanshi wasu amakoni na badura. Papo.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
These
are the teachings we ought to learn here. These are the teachings here. It is the duty that the sun does that makes it govern this day. It is the duty that the moon does that makes it govern the night. I and you must see this. Any position God sets you or take it to, you must know that the meaning of government, the meaning of a leader, when you are set in the position of a leader, you are set in that position to serve the people. Not that you should be calling your excellency or by prostrating or by spraying money on them. You must show forth godliness. Godliness and help, help
Hallelujah.
The people. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Another lesson. With all these things that sun, moon, and stars do. It is a very great mistake for those people watching sun, moon, and stars. Why is he a great mistake for them? Is that it was God that created this thing. The second thing that makes it a mistake for them is that God makes all these things for them to serve us. The sun is serving us. When you are now worshipping those things that are made to serve us, you have seen that you have destroyed the plan. That is why it's a great mistake for us to worship sun. A great mistake for us to worship moon and stars. For it was created for them to serve us. It's not that they were created because of them. Their greatness and where they are set upon is to show the greatness of God. So these are the teachings that the Spirit of God wants us to learn. You have been reading Genesis along. If I say some people to say how God created from the first day to the last day, you can say that it is 31 verses. But these teachings, you have not heard them before. You must take note of them. What you used to govern, you must hold it in your right hand. The reason God created sun and moon, just take note of them. Come to the second chapter. This is the spiritual meaning for sun, moon, and stars. a spiritual meaning for sun, moon, and stars in the life of a believer. When God said that there should be sun in the firmament, what is the meaning?
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. It means power. Power of God. Power of the Holy Spirit. Power of the Holy Spirit. Power of the Holy Spirit. Anybody that is on the face of the earth has not received the power. Hallelujah. You have received the gospel and you have been saved. You have received the inspiration. Goodness has comfort from your life. You need power. If you don't have power, you might not enjoy the goodness. The power of God in the life of a believer. As that work be done in your life, the power of the Holy Spirit, the power of the Holy Spirit, 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 the power that is, the power that is not moving.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. The power that is not moving. What is the meaning of moon? Moon stands for the fruit of the Spirit. Fruit of the Spirit. The fruit of the Spirit in the life of a believer. The fruits of Spirit. The fruits of the Spirit in the life of a believer. When they are seeing you from afar, they will love to move closer to you. The fruit of the Spirit, the life of a believer, the life of a believer. That is the spiritual meaning for someone. The stars means the gift of Spirit, the gift of Spirit, the gift of Holy Spirit. These are the three things. Have you had the experience before you have believed? Have you prayed and God has done it in your life? This is the privilege for you to be there. The fourth day walk. These are the meanings. This act, we are talking about your life, your personal life, your life. Without come and void must go away from your life. And also darkness must leave your life. Darkness has left your life as you have received the gospel. Without come also supposed to leave your life. God wants to create sun, moon and stars in you. These are the stars, power of God. The moon is the fruit of the Spirit. And the stars are the gift of Spirit. The gift of Spirit.
Amen.
Amen. If you believe and you know about these things, if you believe and you don't have it, this life will not be clear. Tell me, yield us. This day is very dull. That is also the life of a believer that knows about this thing. The life will be dull. If there is no fire of power in the life of a man, the witches are moving in the way. He's not going to be able to conquer the darkness. His sun is shining with all its power. It's going to dry water. All things that are wet, it's going to make it dry. That will make me move to the source of topic. Is the important and benefit of it. What are the purpose of the power of God? Listen to me. You can be born in inside the church. That does not make you believe. If they say, are you a Christian? You'll be claiming that I was born inside the church. If you are born inside the church and you grow old and you can talk, you are going to be preached to confess it. If the pastor gave birth to his son now, if the pastor gave birth. It's not that because the pastor is a pastor, that's why the child will become a Christian. The pastor is going to also going to preach to his son. Because everyone has become a sinner through birth. He's going to preach to the child also. And the child also is going to believe. Child also is going to believe. And also going to receive the gospel. Also going to receive the inspiration of God. Also going to receive the power of God. Have you received the power? If there is no power, that person's life will be dull spiritually. That person's life will be dull. You will not be able to differentiate between morning, day, and night. You will not make us to know that the person is being, because the person is not very fit in spirit, because the 40-day work has not yet been done in the person's life. I'm talking to you. The purpose of power of God and the benefit of it in your life. The 40-day war. The 40-day war. If God creates His power into you, it will become like sun. It will make your sun lighting like
hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
It
will make your life shine like mid afternoon. It will make your life bright. Your life have you seen the bright daylight? Power is going to shine. You'll be able to see clearly. There is nothing that will be needed for it. In power there is vision of heaven. You'll be able to see front, backward, middle, both upward and downward. You'll be able to support your leg to where you ought to go. The power of God. If the sun is shining with all its power, and you are staring at it, when you put your face down, your face will be dull. Maybe it is will bring another color. The power of God will make your a Christian as a son for darkness and its words. When the 40-day work has been done in your life, you won't be able to be looked upon by devil and his cohorts. The white man goes into moons and stars, but nobody wants them where to go into the sun.
Amen.
You mustn't be at Abuja. You will be born to nothing. Like the distance from this place to Abuja, you must be close to that. You mustn't be close to that extent. You will be born to nothing. The person will be born to nothing. Hallelujah. The power of God. The power of God. The power of God. That power is going to conquer the problem of your life. The power of God also will swallow the problem of one's life. The power that is greater than the problem of your life. I'm talking about the purpose of power. Jesus said, you shall receive power after the Holy Ghost has descended upon you, and you shall be my witness in Jerusalem, Judea, and Samaria, and all over the face of the world. what are the purpose of the gift of this fruit of spirit? Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. The fruit of spirit that I called
wood.
It will make your life please God. It will make your life please God. It will make your life please God. To make your life please God. Because God lives. The fruit of spirit. It is all godliness, all godly behavior that will bring into your life and make your life please God. And make your life also please human beings. Amen. If you see a believer, a true believer, that if you are seeing the person from afar off, if you see the person as a sporting, it will not favor in your eyes. But when you move closer to the person, when you are moving closer to the person, you will see how great the person is. You will see how good the person is. You will see how bright the person is. But from afar off, but when you are moving closer to the person, that is the work of the fruit of spirit. When you move closer to the person, you will not be able to separate. You will not want to separate yourself from the person because the person will be very good. The person will be very good. Hallelujah.
Amen.
It's like an honey. You can't put honey in your mouth and spit it out. Even if you speak it out, you swallow some of it. But an infidel or an unbeliever, the person will be great from afar off. When you move closer to the person, that's how you separate yourself back again. What makes you to be able to associate yourself with a person is the fruit of spirit. What makes you please God is the fruit of spirit. 65 the moon. You can see that the moon do please your body. The moon. Hallelujah. The moon. You can move closer to the moon. You can set your stare at the moon and it do please your body and it is good for rest. It gives time for rest. That's why the fruit of spirit is very important, because it do give rest. It makes you enter into your rest. The evidence for you to go to heaven is your fruit of spirit. The fruit of spirit is godliness. The purpose of it, that's what I'm telling you. The gift of spirit, God stars. The stars also shine. That's the gift of spirit. The gift of spirit makes the ministry of a person. The gift of a person makes food for you. The gift you have in your body makes you associate with great people.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Anybody that does not have gifts or that covers his gifts is going to serve the world. The gift is very important to your life that stands for stars. It's very, very important to your life. In this way, it will make you enjoy God on this earth. It will make you enjoy God on this earth. It will make you a pleasant person physically. And it will make you associate with great men.
Amen. I'm preaching and teaching, and I want to take you to
What the sun stand for? What about the moon? What about the stars? thanks for the gift of the Spirit. As the Lord created it in your heart, in your life, as the Lord created it in your life, since when you are coming. These are the things that you are calling the perfection of works. This is where you receive healing. It's not headache and stomach. Your problem of your life shall be conquered. You are with God. Your problem will be conquered. I want you to stand up now. The fourth day walk. The fourth day walk. The sun, moon, and the stars. What it teaches us. I told you about the teachings. The spiritual meaning. For us in our life and the purpose. That's what I've told you. The purpose. There are some things that if you have and I have. If I have well at home, I can use it anytime. But if you are coming to beg for water from me, I can just give you some cup of water. A cup of water. If you bring your drum, I'll say you are very selfish. Just bring a bucket.
Hallelujah.
I'll give you a bucket of water. But if you have a well also in your house, or you make it a bowl, you can take it from your house, inside your house, go to the bedrooms, your rooms. But if you are begging for water, hallelujah. It shall be well with you. If you are begging for water, the person that holds it, I said that I don't want you to fetch water in the night. You just close the well. Even if you are very angry, you can't hold the person responsible for it. If you don't have water too. He said that he wants to be coming to fetch water at dawn. I don't allow fetching water at dawn. But if you have your own, you can fetch it. So also power. This is the time. The fourth day walk. I've come here. You that have done the fourth day walk in my heart, do it also in my life. I refuse to be without fault. I've received the grace of the life that is already in my heart. But let the fourth day walk be done in my heart. Your power and your spirit, the gift and the fruit of spirit, Lord, place them in you. If something is created in you, if something is put into you, the power is there for it to diminish. When I ask you to stand up, just stand up like a soldier and shout that God is my life. Make the fourth day work be done in my life. The power that will solve the battle of my life, put it in my life, the root spirit and the gift of spirit, put them in me. Stand on your feet.
Amen.
Amen. Oh, who can't let me go?
Okun kun po ni le yi o, agbara wo bi o baba.
Mo be dadara.
Baba,
mo be dadara. Baba lo la dadara.
Ore
ko ya dadara. Eni na dadara eni ja. Fun mi dadara. Okun kun po ni le yi o, agbara wo bi o baba.
Gbagbara
oya
o fe gbagbara
oya
baba lola gbagbara
eh
ore koya gbagbara
o
elisha gbagbara elija
fun mi lagbara oko kun po ni le yi o
gbagbara wo bi o baba
mo ri fe ti se dada
owo owo
gbagbara ore ko ya gbagbara
elisha gbagbara elija fun mi lagbara oko kokko ni le yi o gbagbara wo bi o baba
gbagbara
adoro adoro
gbagbara
ore ko ya gbagbara
elisha gbagbara elija
fun mi lagbara oko kokko ni le yi
agbara wo bi o baba
mo be gbagbara mo be gbagbara baba lo la gbagbara ore ko ya gbagbara eni sa gbagbara eni ja fun mi lagbara oko kun po ni le yi o gbagbara wo bi o baba
gbagbara
agbara ti pa o
mo be gbagbara
agbara
baba lo la gbagbara
owo
ore ko ya gbagbara
agbara ti ti
ogoro
agbara
wo bi o
baba
agbara
amen
yes o lord
jesus name our lord
at what son rita ma at what that iwo na kan
so rita ti se pe iwo na se you do what I have to do
you do si ola
that bad work will not be in your life. Be ready. Clap with someone. Don't just stand alone. Make your claps. Your body shall not be
healed.
Baba lola gbagbara baba lola gbagbara ore ko ya gbagbara
eni sa gbagbara eni ja fun mi lagbara oko kun po ni le yi o gbagbara wo mi o baba
mo fe gbagbara
ah
mo fe gbagbara
oya
lola gbagbara
ore
ko ya gbagbara eni sa gbagbara eni ja fun mi lagbara oko kun po ni le yi o gbagbara wo mi o baba
mo fe gbagbara mo fe gbagbara baba lola gbagbara ore ko ya gbagbara eni gbagbara eni sa fun mi lagbara oko kun po ni le yi o gbagbara wo mi o baba
mo fe gbagbara
agbara
mo fe gbagbara
agbara
lola gbagbara ore ko ya gbagbara eni sa gbagbara eni ja gbagbara wo mi o baba
mo fe gbagbara mo fe gbagbara baba lola gbagbara ore ko ya gbagbara eni sa gbagbara eni ja fun mi gbagbara oko kun po ni le yi o gbagbara wo mi o baba
mo fe gbagbara
oya
mo fe gbagbara baba lola gbagbara ore ko ya gbagbara eni sa gbagbara eni ja gbagbara oko kun po ni le yi o gbagbara wo mi o baba
oko kun po ni le yi o
gbagbara wo mi o baba oko kun po ni le yi o gbagbara wo
oko kun po ni le yi o gbagbara wo mi o baba ah aribe apoto yi o gbagbara wo mi o baba eh oko kun po lati le yi o gbagbara wo mi o baba Baba, 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 Baba,
The power, gifts, and fruit of the Holy Spirit, create them in me. I refuse to make my life be dull. I want my life to be full. Do your first day of my life. The power of the Holy Ghost. Fruit and gifts of the Holy Ghost. Jesus name.
Mo fi yin sile sinu adura yen ni o mo jowo yin sile ninu adura yen gba ko ti olorun.
Oluwa.
Oye mi wo ye mi dadara mi mimo. Aye mi dadara mo esu e mi o ja bo nu. E bo mi o ja bo nu mi.
Enter me.
Loruko Jesus. Ni ojo re Jesus. Ni ojo re Jesus. Agbára ti di ogun aye eni mi. Agbára to ju ogun aye mi lo. Agbára ti o se da lowo.
Agbára
ti foru oba ti panu
oba.
Ni ojo Olorun oye mu Olu oye go.
Power of God.
Agbára ti so mi da. Agbára mi no ti mu aye eni mo le fi oso
gaga. Power of God amazing.
Agbára mi no ti mu aye eni mo le fi oso gaga. Shara, Shara, Mojo, Shara, 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 yes, 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 Adara, 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 Adara,
Jesus name our Lord. Kaye ma ba temi je o magbagbara magbagbara o magbagbara magbagbara o magbagbara kaye ma ba temi je o magbagbara magbagbara o magbagbara magbagbara o magbagbara kaye ma ba temi je o magbagbara magbagbara o magbagbara magbagbara o magbagbara kaye ma ba temi je o magbagbara magbagbara o magbagbara magbagbara o magbagbara kaye ma ba temi je o magbagbara magbagbara o magbagbara magbagbara o magbagbara kaye ma ba temi je o magbagbara
kaye ma ba temi je magbagbara 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 o ya magbagbara magbagbara gbe agbara ti so ta ma se magbagbara magbagbara la agbara
Jesus name our Lord. This is the last time.
The power of God comes to me. The power of the Holy Ghost. The power of the Holy Ghost will make my life shine brightly. The power of God will dry all wetness. The power that will destroy all works of darkness. The power of God that conquers afflictions of one's life. The power of the Holy Ghost coming to me. The fruit of the Holy Ghost.
Oh, yeah, we go!
Pray in Jesus' name. Jesus name our Lord. Let's lift up our hands. The power that the glory of my life come forth, spring forth, make it enter my life. Let your power enter my life. In the last time, let your Holy Ghost power enter my life. Your power that redeems my life. The power that
redeems
my life.
Jesus, Oluwa wa.
Jesus name our Lord.
Oruko Jesus. iṣẹ́ ọjọ́ kẹrin náà ló ti ṣe wọ́n yẹ ó yá kó máa ṣe
nínú
àti ẹni kọ̀ọ̀kan níbi
àti ó ti ń bọ̀rọ̀ náà
nílé iṣẹ́ ọjọ́ kẹrin náà bí o ti gbọ́ tí o sì gbà tó dúró nú ẹ̀ ó yá kó máa ṣe nínú àti ẹ̀ ó yá gba iṣẹ́ ọjọ́ kẹrin gba iṣẹ́ ọjọ́ kẹrin gba iṣẹ́ ọjọ́ kẹrin gba iṣẹ́ ọjọ́ kẹrin ó yá gba 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 àti ọjọ́ tí ọlọ́run ti sọ pé kí òòrùn wà náà lòdì
sí ẹni náà kò lè já òòrùn
àti
ìgbà
tí ọlọ́run ti ní kí
òṣùwọ̀n wà náà lòdì sí
kò sí ẹni náà kò lè já
òòrùn lórúkọ
jésù olùgbàlà.
In Jesus' name, the power
of
the gift of the Spirit should be enter you in Jesus' name. Receive it, receive it, receive it, receive it, receive it, receive it. The power of God, receive it. Dull again. The fourth place of work have been established in your life. In Jesus' mighty name, I pray.